Pitt Syracuse because Pitt is undefeated. So.
I'll tell you what, man. I really desperately do not like.
Is that a ginger ale? Thank you. Sorry, I've not had a ginger ale in 10 years.
I know.
You know how it goes.
I told our pal Fred that he was generously asking if we wanted any non-alcoholic beverages. I said you were just jonesing
about how
for
I
ginger
remember
ale.
It.
Very gingery?
No, actually not.
Maybe it's like the syrup mix because, like, obviously you got that different fountain Coke taste.
Ginger
different.
Beer has the intense ginger taste.
Well, ginger ale
just
very,
has kind of a different
ginger
taste
ginger
altogether.
Beer is spicy. Ginger ale is a little sweet. I'm going to tell you something right now here,
brother.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep. Yeah. I'm not gonna stay down for the 1-2-3, brother. I will be unbelievably pissed if Pitt loses this game. I can live with them like losing to Clemson, or even next week. I could live with them losing to longtime ACC powerhouse Southern Methodist. Okay, I know Syracuse is good. I know Kyle McCord is really good. Like classic, just change of scenery, better offense for him. He's putting up 360 a game. It will gall me beyond comprehension if Pitt loses this game tonight. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to be strutting around like a Vince McMahon like with a peacock plumage tomorrow on the air. You're going to come in. It's going to be a huge Steelers game. We're not really going to be getting ultra ready for it tomorrow like we normally would because it's on Monday. We've got an extra day. You are going to be squawking around that building. You're going to have like your Jim Brown jersey on. Or you're going to have your Troy Nunes jersey on.
Butler's own.
You're going to have your Eric Devendorf basketball jersey on or something under a football jersey. And I'm just going to be livid because I don't want to see this run that I've never seen in my life from Pitt. 6-0 to start a season. It hasn't happened in my lifetime. I was born in 85. I don't want it to end with effing Syracuse. That's how I feel right now. I have been bottling up that feeling for an hour, and I need you to know it will enrage me.
Yeah.
To the point where I might actually bet Syracuse on the money line just to do something.
I know a lot of people who do that.
Right.
There might be someone to the right of you who does that.
I might be betting Syracuse money line tonight just because I want to have something positive come out of a Syracuse win other than me just being blind with anger.
I'm